When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five, book it to the end zone, touchdown, in, book! Launches down the middle for McCleskey, and it's three, James McCleskey, touchdown,
they take the lead with 3 seconds left. Patterson to the end zone.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. Lot to do today. We have Pac-12 starting their media days out in Los Angeles. We, of course, have rampant rumors all over the place of more teams moving out of their conferences. And even later today, Joe, we're going to have to jump into a couple of odds. We'll start with some Heisman odds maybe later on as well. Joe Lisi, how are you, my man?
I'm doing well. We're a step closer to the 2021 season from kicking off on week zero, August 28th. So I'm amped up. Every day is something new in college football. We have a new topic to tackle. We have other games to discuss. It just doesn't get better than that, Carver. This is what it's all about. But I'm still waiting for the meteorite to crash through the Earth's atmosphere because every day another conference seems to be on life support.
Well, this is what happens. And Joe, we talked about this at the end of last week. We said this is just going to be the first thing that happens because once one giant thing happens, it starts a chain reaction all throughout college football. And as the days have gone on, more and more little stories come out, and we're going to touch a couple of them today. I first did want to give you the Greg Sankey statement from the SEC because, of course, Texas and Oklahoma sent that great letterhead to the SEC today saying that they would like to be admitted into the Southeastern Conference. Here's your boy Sankey. University of Oklahoma and Texas, two esteemed academic institutions. Always have to put academic first, Joe.
Right, of course.
They have storied athletic programs. Today submitted formal requests for invitations to become members of the Southeastern Conference in 2025. Take the under. While the SEC has not proactively sought out new members, We will pursue significant change when there is a clear consensus among our members that such actions will further enrich the experiences of our student athletes and lead to a greater academic and athletic achievement across our campuses. The presidents and the chancellors, you like how I'm reading this, right, Joe? In their capacity as the conference's chief executive officers, will consider these requests in the near future. Per the bylaws of the SEC, a 3/4 vote of the 14 members, which is 11 out of 14, is required to extend an invitation for membership. There you go, Joe. It's all about academics.
Right. Can you see Greg Sankey, like, you know, in the middle of the summer with his feet up on the desk, right? Talking to his PR person. Not enough academics in there. Put more academics. Put more that academic institutions, right? Can you see that for all these presidents and all these SI departments that are writing these memos to the league and the Big 12 and the SEC, right? We need more academics. We know that money drives the bus and that the athletic programs are a main reason why a lot of these kids go to school there, right? I mean, we just know that. Those are the facts. Yes, academics are a part of it, but we all know it's all about money, Carver, right? And it's going to get real interesting over the next couple of months.
It sure is. We welcome in all of our listeners on Sports Map Radio right here, College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi on Sports Grid Radio discussing, of course, college football realignment. We've got some odds later in the show, too. A little Heisman, Pac-12. Plenty to do today. But you're not kidding, Joe. Like, when you read that statement from Sankey, I mean, the first thing that comes, obviously, we know, is he sees dollar signs, which is what this is all about. This is dollar signs. But I just love the way that they pen those things, Joe. It just sounds so – and the two funniest parts were clearly the academics and the 2025, because if we already said take the under,
there's no way.
2025. Both
2025?
Schools,
they're going to lawyers, no way.
The lawyers and the bank accounts will make sure that this happens well before 2025. I think you had the perfect year yesterday, 2023. I think that they'll have to go this year and next year, and probably the 2023 season is when we'll actually see this.
Don't count out next year. You know, wow. Don't count it. I just,
Joe, you're moving it up a year every day. Every day,
well,
Joe, moves it up another year.
I think about it, Carver. I just think about it from the money aspect, right? People will be salivating to see these games. I mean, think about it. LSU and Texas played, right? They played in Austin a couple of years ago with Joe Burrow. That was a 7-point game. I mean, that was one of the most watched football games of the year. Alabama, Oklahoma. If you watch Oklahoma, Georgia, I mean, those games are just going to be the most watched throughout the college football season. Just going to be a fact. And it's just fans will be lining up. Fans will be lining up, and that's what the SEC sees, and not just from the viewership. It's the sponsorship money as well.
No, you're right. No question. So we've got a lot to do with the rumor mill today, Joe. We've got SEC reports that they've contacted a couple teams that you have mentioned in the last week to form a true 20-team mega conference. We've got, could the Big Ten add some Pac-12 teams? We have that Pac-12 media day. We have some Heisman odds. We have a lot to do. College football full circle right here. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi. We are rocking, as always, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We dive into some of those rumors, Joe, when we come back. Ohio State and Michigan leaving the Big Ten? No way, Joe. I could never believe
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
College football full circle rolls on after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle right here. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, rocking on Sirius XM Channel 204. All right, Joe, so it's rumor central now, of course, with everything happening, and everybody is just flying to look for a seat at any table that they could possibly find. Now, last week, you had mentioned that you thought that the SEC and Clemson would try to get together because of all of this. I saw one guy tweet out, covers college football. There's so many, and there's so many reports. There's so many different rumors. I did see one report say, Joe, that the SEC had been in contact with Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson, and Florida State to form a true 20-team mega conference. Now, there's a couple things here. I'm not going to dismiss anything, Joe, because from as we've learned with college football, I wouldn't dismiss anything. Anything
no.
is possible. With what's gone on here, I mean, you got Clemson. I mean, you got Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC now. Anything is on the table. So I saw this one. Now, there's a couple levels of this. I find it very hard to believe that Ohio State and Michigan would leave the Big Ten. But, like we just said, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, it is. Now, realistically, we thought, and we talked about it yesterday, that we thought the Big Ten and the Pac-12 could merge. And that because they've been toe-to-toe in terms of their allegiance, right? They both started the season late last year in terms of how they broke down the COVID protocols for their student-athletes. So there is that Rose Bowl synergy, right? Big Ten, Pac-12 opponents that meet up in the Rose Bowl and that allegiance. So you would think that realistically it would just be a perfect fit. Let's just merge USC, let's merge Oregon and all the rest into one super conference and call it, I don't know what they would call it, the Big Pac-12? The Big Pac-12, right?
Yeah.
Something like that, right? But nothing shocks me anymore. Carver, nothing shocks me. What I'm amazed about is super conferences have been the talk of college football from the time I was a kid. You know, go back to the there's a Sports Illustrated that actually back in the day put the Super Conference map on there and said this is the way conferences are going to move in the future. It was like the mid-80s. So what were these, you know, school presidents doing? What were the conference presidents doing? It's like they waited for this to happen. Now they're all scrambling. It's like, oh, Oklahoma, Texas made the move. Now they're all scrambling. It's like, so all it took was the first program to jump, and that's all it took? I mean, that's what I'm amazed about, is that how you both see the concerted effort of Oklahoma and Texas move synergistically, right, in unison, and then all of a sudden all the dominoes move after that. That's amazing to me.
So on the other side of it, now we'll get to the several Big Ten rumors, and they all pretty much involve the Pac-12. I saw one where you know, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten could have a quote-unquote partnership, Joe, which would kind of turn them into a super conference. I saw another where the Big Ten would just straight up take USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Colorado. And then I saw another that said they would take just the California teams, USC, UCLA, Stanford, and Cal. Like, right. It's bananas what's going on here. And when there's this much smoke, it's just like with last week with Texas and Oklahoma. When there's this much smoke, the fire is going to come. And it's happening here. And I don't know how this guy, I mean, the Pac-12's got their new commissioner up there today, Kulikoff, the guy George Kulikoff, who's the new commissioner of the Pac-12, saying, you know, everything related to football is on the table. Yeah, you ain't kidding, George, because your conference is about to either get eaten or added. I mean, that's just the way that it goes right now in this business.
The matchups are what everybody wants to see. And when you talk about the SEC, it's the tradition, it's the pageantry, but we're also talking about some of the biggest venues in college football, right? We know about Columbus, we know about Ann Arbor, but Neyland Stadium seats 110,000. You have Texas A&M.
Right.
So we're talking about the biggest venues in college football. There's the gate revenue, there's the sponsorship revenue. So that's what everybody wants to be a part of. Can the Pac-12 compete? Do fans really want to see an Oregon State, Ohio State massacre in Corvallis? Do you really want to see that? Or do you want to see Ohio State match up with the likes of Notre Dame, or Ohio State match up with the likes of LSU consistently week to week or year to year? That's what it really comes down to. From the viewership perspective, you could say, oh, we have an allegiance to this conference and so forth. But at the end of the day, the fans will dictate what they want. Nobody wants to watch a Washington State-Michigan game. You think that's going to go must-watch TV?
No, that's not. Washington State-Michigan definitely doesn't move the needle, Joe. I don't disagree with you. And that's what they're talking about. Like, that's what Kulikoff was talking about this morning as he started the media day. You know, well, we're going to have like a cross conference that's on the table to play. Yeah, look, it only sounds good if you have Ohio State playing USC. You know, that's the only time
exactly.
It sounds good when you have the monster matchups. I do think it's interesting that the Big Ten, that their focus could be the West Coast teams and not, and I get why, and not the teams that are going to get left behind in the Big 12. Because as we have talked about extensively, those teams do not offer a lot of value.
No.
They just don't. And now, I didn't think that they would go so far west, but I just have to get it out of my head, Joe. Like, the old way of, you know, college football being such a regional conference type of sport is over. And you need to just open up the doors and say, all right, the Big Ten is now going to run from Los Angeles, California, all the way to New Brunswick or Piscataway, New Jersey. like honestly, Joe, like that's it. Like it's going to run from College Park all the way to Eugene. You know, that's going to be the Big Ten now, Joe. That's
well, can you imagine the draw in Piscataway when Keaton Slovis and the USC Trojans
USC
come rolling
Rutgers.
Into
Jeez.
The U?
What about the draw, you know, when Utah shows up to play Rutgers?
Right, Kyle Whittingham and Charlie Brewer.
But that's not
going to
happen because if this goes the way that we're talking, only the best of the best, or shall we say the schools that make the most money and have the most cachet in the Pac-12 are going to be part of this. And that's
Well, exactly.
Like teams like Utah and the Arizona schools too, Joe, like they're going to get left out in the cold.
They're going to have to join the Mountain West, Carver.
Well, they're going to have to join you know who they're going to have to join up with, Joe? The teams from the Big 12. They're going to have to join up with the Kansas States and the Iowa States and the Texas Techs and the Baylors. That's the ultimate thing. The big Pac-12 teams are going to get eaten by the Big Ten, and then the leftovers are going to form a third lesser conference with Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Baylor, TCU, and Texas Tech. There's your answer.
You know what we're going to have? We're going to eventually have a 16 playoff, team playoff, and we're going to have those teams in that conference that you just mentioned, the Utahs, we're going to have the BYUs, we're going to have the Washington States all arguing that they're the 17th best team in the country, and it's not going to change, right?
Why don't we have a seat at the table? That's what they're going to ask. Why don't we have a seat at the table?
We're going to be with the same controversy that we have now with the 4-team playoff. It doesn't change, Carver. It does not change. The reason why Ohio State or the Big Ten want those California schools is because of the West Coast appeal and money. That's it.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm just throwing this out there. If I was going to take four schools from the Pac-12, if I was the Big Ten, Joe, I would take USC, Oregon, Washington, and Colorado. Because at this point, you're just going to go to different markets. What's the point of taking two teams close to each other like UCLA and USC? You might as well just take from four markets. You have the LA market with USC, you have Oregon, you have the upper northwest Seattle market with Washington, and the Colorado-Denverish market with the Buffaloes. That's what I would do if I was them, and then forget everybody else. There you go. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. We'll come back. The Pac-12 does have Media Day going on. Some things are already being said. We keep rolling on college football full circle right after.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
After this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle right here. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. All right, Joe. Pac-12 is finally having their media day. I guess, you know, going last sometimes out of the major conferences, it could be a good and a bad thing with everything going on. Now, basically, every coach has to deal with realignment questions when they're there. I'll start with the commissioner, who's, of course, new. Larry Scott out at the Pac-12, and they bring in George Kilivakov. Sorry there, Joe. That's a tough one for me to get out.
Tongue twister.
So here's the top three, a couple takeaways from him talking this morning to open up the media days. Winning and earning bids to football championships is the top priority. Geez, you think? Expansion not necessary for conference growth, but they will evaluate significant interest. So that means if somebody calls them, they'll listen. Pac-12 in favor of more teams in the college football playoff. Gee, they're basically the conference championing it, Joe. I mean, they never get anybody in the college football playoff. Of course the Pac-12 is in favor of more teams.
It's incredible. We talk about this. What was interesting was the growth. What do they consider growth? Is it positive growth, or is it just growth to add more teams and just have more middle-of-the-road teams within your conference? Because teams like UCLA and Chip Kelly, that has a 322 winning percentage right now for the UCLA Bruins, it is not growth, in my opinion, right? That's not the type of teams you want to add. So where are they going to look? What are they going to do? The biggest problem, Carver, is that the Pac-12 never capitalized on their success. Go back to the 1990s with Steve Entman and the Washington Huskies with Don James. Those teams, right? Even when Marinovich was there for USC, they had brand recognition. Cade McNown and Bob Toledo at UCLA. Now these teams are just forgotten. Nobody really cares about UCLA. Nobody cares about Clay Helton and USC. It was great that Sam Darnold won a Rose Bowl 5 years ago against James Franklin. But outside of that, nobody remembers the Pete Carroll days anymore. We're in a new age of college football where, guess what? The only team that matters to people, fans, and players is Alabama, because all they do is win, baby, and that's what drives the bus. You win, you get more money.
No, that's it. You're 100% right. And they've got a couple of these coaches out here this morning. And you know what these coaches look like? Jonathan Smith, Oregon State head coach. I saw the Washington State head coach also, Rolovich, who's on Zoom, by the way, because he's not vaccinated. He wasn't allowed to go to Los Angeles for the event. They all have the same look in their eyes, Joe, and they're all answering the question the same way. Like 2 weeks ago when the Big 12 had theirs, all you heard from all their coaches was how strong the conference is and everything's going to be great. Well, of course, I'm watching a video clip during the break of Jonathan Smith, who's the head coach at Oregon State, saying, "We all had a meeting and the conference is strong as ever." Meanwhile, Joe, we just talked about it. Like, the Big Ten could knock at the door and rip away your four biggest teams at the drop of a hat. But the these guys either live in a fantasy world or they're just great dealing with the media, Joe. Because there's no way that Oregon State, Washington State, Utah, Arizona, and Arizona State could be sitting there feeling good right now with all these rumors going on. There's just no way.
No, you know what it reminds me of? Remember Donnie Brasco when Al Pacino at the end puts away his jewelry, gives his wife a kiss, "I'll see you later." He's going to get clipped, right? We all know about that in terms of that's what these coaches look like, because it's one thing we have to recruit against the Big Ten and the SEC. Now we might not even have a conference in 2 years. We might be just dead man standing right now in terms of our own respective programs. How do you think that feels? How do you sell that to a potential recruit? "Oh, come to Corvallis. The weather's great. Rains 90% of the time in Oregon. And guess what? We don't know if we're going to be part of the Pac-12 in years to come. The Pac-12 might be dead."
No, it's true. But at least they put the right face on and they smile and they think that everything is going to be okay. That's a good thing. I do want to ask you, Joe, about the Washington State coach, Rolovich. Like, I get that, and everybody, we know the deal. They want everybody vaccinated. It's your choice at the end of the day. I think he's the first head coach, Joe, that we've seen. Obviously, we know a bunch of the players aren't vaccinated yet. We've talked about that ad nauseum, but he's the first coach that we've seen kind of saying, "Yeah, I don't have it, and I'm not getting it." And he's the head coach of the football team.
Right.
Now he says his team has a very high vaccination rate. But, like, things like today, like, he's not at Pac-12 Media Day. Is he going to be, like, Pac-12 really has no protocols yet. Like, what's the deal when the season starts? Like, is he on the sideline? Is he not? How does this all play out for a head coach in his position with how he's dealing with it, Joe?
Well, I'm a big believer in the sense of when you lead a program, the kids need to look up to you. And what I mean by that is you have to leave your personal views, politics, religion completely out of the mix when you're a head coach. You are the mentor to young student athletes. You have to set the example and really be objective. So if the fact that he doesn't want to be vaccinated, okay, I get that. But at the same time, you're telling your student athletes that they should be vaccinated so that way the season isn't disrupted. How does that set the tone for your program? How can kids buy into you when you're given one or given one slogan, and then on the flip side in your own personal life, you're doing completely the opposite? So I'm not a big believer in that. I think that if you take that type of position, you need to be the leader. You need to be objective. You need to lead your team, and you have to do the right thing across all 110 of those players. So if it means being vaccinated and you don't want to, guess what? You have to bite the bullet and do the right thing because you're leading this program and the kids are looking up to you. And more importantly, Carver, not just the kids. Parents are sending those kids to that university to be overseen by him. So that's right. That's the biggest thing. If you don't want to do that, then don't be a coach. You don't have to be a head coach. You could be and not choose to be vaccinated, but you chose to take the money. You chose to move from Hawaii to Washington State to take over for Mike Leach. You need to lead your program. It's your choice, not theirs.
Yeah. No, Joe, listen, you're right. I don't disagree with you. I just think it's going to, as the season rolls on here, it could cause some situations for that football program. It just can. We always love the preseason polls, and they did theirs right out of the gate. I like this. The Pac-12 does it right away. Everybody else made you wait till the media days were over. The Pac-12 right out of the gate, Joe. Now, they have a lot less media members, only 40 voting in the Pac-12 preseason poll. I'll start you with the North. 38 out of the 40 pick Oregon to win the North. So there you go, which, of course, is the consensus favorite. They're minus 130 on FanDuel right now to win that division. Washington got the other two votes, first-place votes for the North. Washington plus 135 to win the North of the Pac-12 right now on FanDuel. Nothing for Cal, Stanford, Washington State, or Oregon State. Cal has the closest odds out of those teams at 16-1 to win that North division.
I can't buy into Chase Garbers. I feel like Chase Garbers has been in Berkeley for like 100 years as well. I can't buy it. Now I like Justin Wilcox as a coach, but that team just treaded water last year. They had Stanford on the ropes, couldn't pull that victory out. Stanford's down. They lost their identity. David Shaw's not going anywhere this year. I like Washington. I like Dylan Morris. I like what Jimmy Lake has bought in and coached that defense up. They're physical. They remind me of that attacking defense back in the day of Don James and Lambright after he left. But outside of that, you know what's striking? USC and UCLA, right? If both of those teams aren't in contention this year, Clay Helton out the door, and so is Chip Kelly. Both of those coaches are going to be gone from their respective programs unless both of those teams are 10-2 this year. I'm sorry. The amount of money that Chip Kelly's getting and Clay Helton, how long now are you going to keep Clay Helton there? What has he done?
No, you're right. And there is a little bit more disparity in the South voting here for the media members. 27 out of the 40 with USC to win the South. We had 6 votes for Utah. We had 6 votes
for Utah.
6 votes for Arizona State. And 1 vote, Joe, for UCLA. So one person did. There's your, as Joe likes to say, the local paper in Los Angeles picking UCLA to win the South Division here. I'll give you the odds. And this was, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, the odds close here for all these teams to win that South Division. Arizona State, 2-1. USC, 2-1. Utah, plus 250. UCLA, plus 750. And then you get to Colorado, 14-1, and Arizona was just absolutely awful at 100-1. But it is, listen, those odds, you got 3 teams right there, 200, 200, 250. The South will be a good race.
It will. Now, Utah's the team that stands out for me. They get former Baylor Texas transfer Charlie Brewer that takes over for Jake Bentley. He fits that type of mentality for Kyle Whittingham. He fits that blue-collar work ethic. So I think this offense might not be explosive, but they're going to win games. They're not going to turn the football over. He makes solid decisions. He's a mobile guy. Jake Bentley was a deer in the headlights, went from South Carolina to Utah, did not fit in terms of the mentality. Charlie Brewer does. He's a kid that plays like Tom Brady. So keep an eye out for Utah. Jaden Daniels is the most explosive quarterback in this Pac-12 right here. You know, him and Keaton Slovis. Can he live up to the hype? Herm hasn't done it yet. As much as we give credit for Herm, he really hasn't taken this team to the next level in terms of where they were with Todd Graham. Has he? I haven't seen
it. He has not, and he's got some other problems too, Joe. Let's be fair. Herm's got some other issues going at Arizona State right now that he's got to work out, that's for sure. College football full circle right here. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi rocking with you on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius X.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Channel 204. We'll come back. More Pac-12. Couple Heisman odds for you as well. And when we, of course, Joe, we've got that week one line of the day before we get out of here, too. College football full circle keeps going right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. All right, Joe, I do have a response to you from Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby. Of course, we love Bob. He's having you talk about a guy having a rough week. Bob definitely classifies for that. So here's his response after the formal letter that Texas and Oklahoma have sent to the SEC. The Big 12 Conference has learned that the University of Oklahoma and University of Texas have submitted formal requests to the Southeastern Conference to be considered for membership beginning with the 25-26 athletic year. The events of recent days have verified that the two schools have been contemplating and planning for the transition for months, and this formal application is the culmination of those processes. We are unwavering in the belief that the Big 12 provides an outstanding platform for its members' athletic and academic success. I'll give Bob credit, Joe. He put athletic before academic, which is what they all should do. And we read that SEC one earlier where they, of course, put academic first. So nice job by Bob knowing where the money's made. We will face the challenges head on, and we have confidence that the Big 12 will continue to be a vibrant and successful entity in the near term and into the foreseeable future, and we're going to try to do it without our two anchor schools. Yes, I added the last part, Joe. He didn't say that. But there you go. Bob Bowlesby with his statement on the Big 12. I guess he's going to press on, Joe.
Yeah, and then he immediately told his admin and secretary that he's going down to the local bar and he's going to hang out there for the next few months. Because, I mean, really? Are we serious? Without Oklahoma and Texas, what do you have? You have nothing. We know that. You have Iowa State. You have Kansas State. You have Texas Tech. Great. Hey. Wonderful. You have West Virginia. I mean, you know, West Virginia could hold it together. I love Neil Brown, but let's be honest. Without both of those schools, you really don't have anything. Hey. We know that the most watched game all year is that Red River shootout / rivalry, right? I mean, that's what it's all about, Carver. And we know that money drives the bus. And unfortunately, the other schools within that conference don't have the money to compete. And they don't have the recognition or the money. It's unfortunate, but it was bound to happen. If it wasn't Oklahoma and Texas, it would have been two other schools in a year from now. You know it, and I know it.
No, you're right, Joe. And listen, maybe Bob knows that a week or two from now, he could be adding, you know, Arizona State.
Oh, wow.
Utah. Right? I mean, he could add all those teams in the next week or two, the way the dominoes are rolling so fast. So maybe Bob's confident that he's going to get a couple schools and actually have 12 teams in his conference again. You never know.
Yeah, well, that was the first thing. You want to know about the incompetence of a leader of the conference. Well, you're calling yourself the Big 12 when you have 10 teams. Let's be honest. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure that out. Something's wrong, right? Yeah. I mean, guy, wake up. Something's wrong. You're calling yourself the Big 12. You're walking around with a big hat, and yet you don't understand that. Well, teams don't and fans don't take your conference seriously. It's the same thing.
But that's the arrogance, Joe, because you look at the Big Ten, and they obviously continued to call themselves the Big Ten despite having 14 teams now. But the Big Ten
they also
have the name recognition, Joe.
Right,
they have
exactly.
The history.
Right.
They could the Big Ten. You know, people think about that forever, and they used to have that. These guys with the Big Eight. But they got rid of that, and when they added more teams, they became the Big 12, and then they lost teams. It's been a yo-yo.
But think about this too, Carver. How many blue bloods, for the most part, are in the Big Ten? You have Michigan, you have Ohio State, those named recognized schools. You have Penn State. You have Nebraska, right? People know Nebraska. As bad as they've been in recent years, we know about the storied history with Nebraska, right? So Penn State as well. Go back to the days of Joe Paterno and go back. Look at all the players they put in the NFL. Outside of Oklahoma and Texas, what do you have in the Big 12?
Yeah. No, it's true. I'm not gonna disagree with you, Joe. You're absolutely right. And good luck with Bob. He's having a rough week, so he's got to try to figure it out.
Can you see him, Carver, with his tie, disheveled, the jacket?
With a half a glass of scotch on the side, you know, just things just not going very well for Bob Bowlesby in the Big 12. All right, I'm going to finish the Pac-12 with this. I gave you the divisions, and now I'll give you the champion, who the 40 media members think is going to win the Pac-12 title game. 27 out of the 40 picked the Ducks of Oregon. You have 10 of them going with USC, and then 3 for Utah. So there you go, Joe. Only 3 teams get picked by the media to win the conference. Oregon right now at FanDuel plus 250 to win the Pac-12. You can get USC at 4-1, and you can get Utah at 6-1. Washington is actually plus 350. They got no votes. Arizona State is 4-1, and they got no votes. So there you go, your Pac-12 champion poll right there.
Yeah, that's the bailout specials, right? After 10 o'clock Eastern, that's what we look forward to.
The bailout blowout. The late night bailout blowout in the Pac-12. And they get no respect ever. Hey, it is what it is. I mean, Oregon's getting so much hype, Joe. I almost feel like the 250 for them right now.
I'm not taking them.
I'd like a little bit more. Yeah, you think you're on Utah. I know that.
I'm on Washington a little. I mean, the Pac-12 is so up in the air. First of all, we'll know exactly what we have in Oregon September 12th when they go on the road. Right? Yeah. We know exactly what they have right there. If they get blown out by 40, we're going to have to say, okay, is this they can be clipped at any time.
You think they're going to get blown out in that game? You think they're going to get blown out? going over to Columbus? They're going to get blown out
of
that game?
From a defensive line perspective, Thibodeau and that front seven, if they could put pressure on Stroud, they have an opportunity. But it's going to come down to the quarterback position. We know that. It's going to come down to Anthony Brown versus Stroud. Can Anthony Brown do it with his arm? C.J. Verdell will get his. Travis Dye might get his. But at the end of the day, the team that actually shows more consistency through the air will ultimately knock off the Ohio State Buckeyes. Let's be honest. I mean, look at last year. Last year, when Justin Fields was as good as he was, Mac Jones and that offense were able to move the football at will. When you look at the teams that were able to challenge Ohio State, Michael Penix put dynamic. I mean, he threw for over 400 yards on that defense.
Yeah.
To be able to do it through the air against Ohio State. You're not going to be able to run it. Look at Northwestern. They were able to get it and keep it close and cover that number. But at the end of the day, Peyton Ramsey wasn't outdoing Justin Fields in the end, right?
No, definitely not. I don't think that they're going to get blown out.
They're a 10-point dog. Already,
man, can you plant the flag for the conference a little bit here and show up at Columbus and actually play a game? Although I can't trust that Anthony Brown guy.
Are you going to take them? Are you going to take them?
Man,
I would take them in game if they fall down 7-0. I would jump. The problem is that as much as you want to believe they are the most physical team in the Pac-12, when push comes to shove, Mario Cristobal hasn't. I mean, he won the Rose Bowl. Right, all right, for the most part. All right, we'll give it to him. Would Herbert? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, Joe.
I don't know. That defense, when they beat Wisconsin, forced turnovers. That's what they're going to have to do. Can that defense be opportunistic? Can they? Against a redshirt freshman quarterback in Columbus.
Here's why I would lay the 10. Because even though we haven't really seen C.J. Stroud, you know, play yet, obviously, with Fields playing last year, I would already trust him more than Anthony Brown. I can't bet on Anthony Brown, Joe. I just can't do it. I can't do it.
I can't either, and that's the thing. I mean, from that game,
Stroud's going to be good, right, Joe? Stroud's going to be a good player.
He's got two big play wide receivers. Think about this. It goes down to, you know, there are wide receivers for Oregon. You know, Pittman. They have Johnson. They have playmakers. It all comes down to Anthony Brown did not show me anything. He's a good quarterback. He makes solid decisions for the most part, but he also needs the running game to be effective. Tyler Shuck and Anthony Brown were splitting time much of the way last year.
Yeah, no, I get it. I just, you know, it's hard when you say the line's 10 in that game. You got to think about it a little bit. I don't know. That guy Brown. See, here's the problem, Joe. From watching Brown in the game against Iowa State, of course, in the bowl game, they just seems like the type of guy that if Ohio State gets up 14 or gets up 17 or gets up 20, I just don't know if he can generate offense fast enough to come back in a game like that. With the kind of offense that Oregon's going to plan to run with this guy, they need to play from ahead. And if Ohio State hits him in the mouth early and gets up a couple of scores, I don't know if I can back that guy, even in-game, to come back and cover, unless you give me a big number.
It's going to be interesting. We'll see. Now, maybe I'm jumping ahead of myself. I think last year's game was 10 that they didn't play. I got to double-check this now. But let's just say it's a touchdown, right? Because I'm looking on FanDuel to get the updated odds. Last year, when they were supposed to play with Justin Fields, they were a 10-point favorite. But still, you look at the playmakers around them. You got Garrett Wilson. You have Chris Olave. Both of those players had 93 receptions last year combined, 14 touchdowns. I mean, you have Master Teague that comes back. You have Ruckert that comes back, the tight end.
Yeah.
So you tell me. I mean, there are multiple weapons for the Buckeyes, plus they're playing at home, and now you have fans in the stands? Those fans weren't there last year?
I'm with you, Joe. I really am. That's going to be a very intriguing game. That's a massive game for not just Oregon, but for the Pac-12 as a whole. Stroud, 16-1 to win the Heisman.
No, I'm not taking that.
I can't.
I'm not taking that.
I can't do it. I wanted to give you a start. We're going to start dipping into a couple of Heisman guys over the next few weeks here. And Stroud at 16-1, just because we were just talking about Ohio State. It's just hard for me, Joe, when he hasn't played yet. You know, you're right. He's got all the weapons to put up the numbers. There's no doubt. But I need a little bit more than 16-1 with Stroud, considering he's never stepped on the field.
Right, exactly. The fact that he's a redshirt freshman, but he's going right into Ryan Day's offense. That's a plug-and-play type of system, right? Same thing. That's why Bryce Young is where he is. But the difference, you know, the difference between Alabama, they just lose coordinators. They never miss a beat. It's incredible. Really is incredible in terms of the type of production, not just on the player perspective, but how much the coaches are dialed into the talent as well. That just shows you how dialed in Nick Saban is.
I haven't seen much movement on a couple of these guys since we first looked at the Heisman 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. I think once we get into camps, Joe, and they start to really go, maybe we'll get a little bit more, this guy looks good, this guy doesn't look good, this guy loses a receiver, this guy,
let's think about this for a second.
I think that'll move the Heisman lines a little bit more.
Let's think about it for a second. Do you think they go back to the quarterback? And if so, realistically, how many quarterbacks do we have? Or are they going to go to running back? It's been a while since Derrick Henry won it, you know, 6 years now.
And here's the other thing that I think we have to look at. Like, the last 2 years, Joe, have been guys who are nowhere near the top of the board at the beginning of the year. Is this going to be a year where a favorite, somebody early on, finally goes and takes care of business? Because the last few years, the favorites haven't been able to do it. The favorites, we've had Burrow and Devonta Smith come from out of...
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Nowhere to win Heisman's at the beginning of the year, I should say, odds-wise. All right, college football full circle. Mike Harvard, Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We come back and wrap it up with Joe's Week 1 line of the day right here on College Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here on Sports Grid Radio. All right, Joe, we did go and look. Yeah, you did the effort. A couple of other books do have the lineup for that Oregon-Ohio State game in week number 2. 10.5 right now, Joe. Is the line for that game with Ohio State hosting Oregon. So you did have it right, even though at a couple other places it has come down. All right, I want to give you the week 1 line of the day, Joe. And I will stay with the Ducks splashing around, because we've talked a lot of Pac-12 today. We just talked a little bit about Oregon and Anthony Brown. Week number one, Joe, they are home for the Fresno State Bulldogs. How about that? September 4th, 2 p.m. Eastern kick. That's an early morning kickoff at Autzen. 21.5 for the Ducks against Fresno State. What do you say, Joe?
I'm going to take the 21 and a hook. I like I like the Bulldog. Yeah, the look ahead. You're always worried about the look ahead with Ohio State. Do they really want to show that much? Do they get a little tight? As much as the kids say, oh, we never look ahead, they look ahead. We know that. It's very hard to know what, you know, the game plan 2 weeks ago, right? 2 weeks out. So that's always a concern for me. So I'm not going to bet this game all in. I'm going to bet it a little in terms of the 21.5. If they jump out to a big lead in terms of the first quarter, I'll take it in game. But I don't know if they're gonna cover this number full force just because of Ohio State on deck. And if they do have a big lead, then they rest those starters because they don't want injuries. And there's always the potential for the back door.
I think that's a great call by you, Joe, because the look ahead is true. That is a massive game that they have in week number two, and they're at home. I don't like the early kick either, Joe. I mean, I need time for the kids to get gassed up. I mean, 11 a.m. in Autzen. I need a night game, Joe. Come on. All right. College football full circle. Great job today, Joe. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. Tomorrow, Joe, Chad Brown going to join us on the show. We'll talk all things college football with him. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi, college football full circle. We'll see you tomorrow on Sports Grid Radio.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.